Power 94 WJTT is the homie Big Tula, and this is Enter the Chat, where every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. we focus on local athletes, local coaches, local sports with a local perspective on sports and hip-hop. Right now, we got Nick with the stats with Jill Higdon from Chattanooga Steam Professional Fast Pitch Team.
What's going on, y'all? It's Nick Hughes. I'm here with Jill Higdon, the GM of the Chattanooga Steam. Ms. Higdon, why don't you tell me a little bit about the team and the association that you will be playing in?
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me on. We have currently five signed players, and we're really excited about them. I'll tell you about them in a second. But the association that we're playing under is called the Association of Fast Pitch Professionals, and it's four independent professional softball team owners collaborating this summer to give our team something to play for. And we're playing 12 regular season games throughout the summer. We're going to play a pre-tournament event. So all four teams are coming into Chattanooga and playing June 19th through the 22nd, all at Frost Stadium, all at our home field. And then we're going to end our season in Chattanooga during the Alliance Fast Pitch Open Nationals that I actually host with my event company. And we are just really excited to be collaborating with these teams.
Definitely. And you mentioned a couple of the players that you have, and I did a little bit of research on them. They all, or maybe not all, but most of them came from Division I schools. And correct me if I'm wrong, but that's got to be a huge boost to the team, and then also a great opportunity for them to continue their careers.
Yeah. So the big focus for us in the front office is that we are giving women the opportunity to continue playing the game that they love and the game that they're really good at. So we've been really particular about the players that we've signed and the ones that we're talking about signing. Kaylee Tao was our first signee, and she's actually never played pro ball. And so this is going to be her first experience, and we're pretty pumped about that. She's a three-time All-American from the University of Alabama. And she actually works at Boeing right now, and Boeing is being super cool and letting her work remotely throughout the summer and then play with us and travel around the country playing some pro ball. And then we've got Abby Cheek, who has been playing pro for several years at this point. She was actually the National Player of the Year while she was playing at Kentucky. She can hit as well as Kaylee can hit. And then these women can play. And then Haley Busby from Oklahoma State is on the roster. She is an All-American from Oklahoma State. We are very excited about her. She actually played with Athletes Unlimited a couple seasons ago. And then we have Pal Egan. She finished up her career at the University of Florida, and we're really excited about her versatility. She's a fast player. She plays outfield and like second base. And then we have Jim Machuda, who is actually Division III player, and she's been playing internationally for I think 5 years.
Oh wow.
And she brings just a bunch of like kind of life experience to the group, and I'm just excited about her as a human and as a player. And all of these women are just stand-up humans. So they are really excited about the opportunity to come to Chattanooga and bring professional softball here.
Definitely. And you mentioned that she's played 5 years overseas, like, or in professional leagues. That's got to be kind of your veteran on the team, where she's kind of like, hey, this is kind of what this looks like in the WNBA or in the NBA, in both male and female sports. You've got, you know, your veterans that can kind of mentor those rookies or the young kids coming out and like kind of give them that experience. So that's got to help y'all out, especially kind of help mentor them and develop them. So that's got to be nice.
For sure. Oh, no, I'm really excited. So her and Abby. So Abby Cheek is actually being paid as a coach and a player.
Oh, wow.
So Abby is going to hit a bunch of home runs. And then also she's going to, it's actually on her, like she's going to help with the rookies. So these rookies, we're going to bring, you know, a good bit of rookies right out of college. And they go from, you know, 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day scheduled out for them in college. And so it's going to be Abby and Jen making sure that they acclimate to life outside of that much structure. And being, I was a college athlete, and that is a very difficult transition to make. So I'm excited to have Abby and Jen really really help them through that.
You mentioned that you're playing a couple games. You said 12 regular season games.
Yes.
That season starts in June. Tell me a little bit about the tickets and how we can get tickets, and also why it's only 2 months long during the summer.
So it's 2 months long during the summer because that's the break from for college athletes right now. Most women who are continuing to play ball after college are having to be creative about making an actual living and getting to play professional softball. So they are teachers, they're college coaches, and also I own a youth event company, and we are the two big events that our team is playing in. They are in youth events during the summer that that I host and run and manage. So that's why the 2 months. We start June 19th in Frost Stadium, and actually all four pro teams will be here. So you'll have us, which is the Chattanooga team. You have Oklahoma City Spark coming in. If you're a softball fan, they have huge names in softball. They've got Jocelyn Allo, Kehlani Ricketts, Sydney Sherrill, and more going. Like, it's crazy, the star power that they're bringing to town. And they're actually going to play four games in June, too. They'll play a game June 19th, 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And we have the Florida Rise coming in. They also have really amazing athletes. And he's been around, Ryan Moore owns that team, and he's been around for, this is his third year. And then we've got the New York Rise. They're a brand new team like us, and they are based in Long Island, New York. And so all four teams will be here playing on those dates. So if you go to our tickets, which they're on sale at steamfastpitch.com, you can actually buy tickets for games with all four of those teams. So first game will be the Steam versus the Vibe at 11 a.m. on June 19th. And then the tickets for the Spark versus the Rise at 7:30 that evening, they're on sale right now. And then of similar throughout the rest of that week.
That's perfect. And do you see this kind of taking off? Like, I just, for a future standpoint, I know this is the first year and there's only, you know, a couple teams that you mentioned in this association, but do you see this being more of a permanent thing, kind of like where football is doing, like the UFL, or they try the USFL, but like the UFL is now a legitimate spring to into summer type of league. I know this one's not a league. This one's an association, but do you see that kind of turning into that?
So I'm really optimistic about the future of professional softball because of the people that own these teams. I've done a ton of projects. I've been an entrepreneur since 2007. And so I've worked with lots of different people, lots of different personalities. And myself and my husband own the Steam. And then Tina Floyd owns a Spark. Ryan, who owns the Vibe, and Jeff, who owns the Rise. These are like cool people who really want what's best for the athlete. And we're all working for the collective. All four of us are very mindful that the better that we all do, the better that professional softball does, and then we all do well individually. So I'm optimistic because of that. And then also where these teams are located. So Chattanooga is a softball town. Like, we have an amazing stadium in Frost Stadium. We're going to dress it up for everybody when they come out. We already have wonderful local partners and sponsors that are helping us out with buying advertising. And we're going to put on a show for everybody, you know, like the mid-inning games and things like that. Some really cool first pitch people coming in town if people are softball fans. So all of these, this momentum feels like it could be the beginning of something really special. And then also women's professional sports. I mean, women's sports in general are having a moment. Like, what's happening in NCAA women's basketball
is
crazy. It is so much fun. Like, as a former female athlete, it's great. Like, it kind of makes me cry how these women are being put on the, like, as if they're like the actual main show. It's crazy. It's so cool to watch. And then you've got there's a professional hockey league that's come about recently. Obviously women's soccer is having a moment. There's professional volleyball, and there are some big investors getting behind professional female athletics. And it's kind of crazy that that I'm getting to be a part of that on the softball side of things.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for hopping on and answering some of these questions and giving us a little bit of an insight on the association and what you're doing this summer.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course.